This bus moves around Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, every Friday night, picking up prostitutes. A Catholic NGO, Don Bosco, has been running a program with underage sex workers for just over a year. The girls wait for the bus at the various stops. They know that once they're on board, they'll get a fizzy drink, food, and a medical checkup. Francis is the program leader.
This afternoon, actually, we are on the outreach. We are going to be moved from the center of the city towards the far east of the Freetown capital to reach girls in the situation of prostitution and to ensure that we address their needs and medical needs and other psychosocial interventions. Most of the girls, we start from 14 and 19, most often. Between 14 and 19.
Once the bus is full, it pulls up in an empty marketplace on the outskirts of town, just as the sun is setting. Don Bosco social worker Fatmata Bintu explains why they run these sessions.
Sometimes some of them will come, they come sad, and when we undertake those activities, those fun activities, then they will be cheered up and they will become lively. And maybe some of the reasons why they come sad is because they are facing too much challenge out there in the streets. Sometimes a man will sleep with you and not pay you back. Not even that the man will not pay you back, but the man will maybe even beat you and rob you from what you've gathered previously. Some of them are still active and some of them have stopped actually because of our intervention.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
The immediate aim for the session is to maybe boost their morale, give them some first aid treatments where required, and those with illnesses that required further treatment will do referrals to bigger hospitals. We do medical checkups and even those quick tests like for HIV, for hepatitis. A lot of them have the disease.
One of the girls taking part in the session, Aminata, which is not her real name, first took to the streets at the age of 11. She's stopped working as a prostitute since joining the program. Aminata talks to me whilst perched on a low wall on the side of the road, while social worker Bintu gives the other girls a talk on health and hygiene.
I'm gonna stay at the age of 11 years. Ade to my mama, inside me 6 years.
I started on the streets at the age of 11. Until I was 6, I lived in Kabbalah with my mother. That's where I'm from. Then my mother's friend came to her and said I should go and stay with her to help my mother out because this friend didn't have children at the time. I stayed with that lady until I was 11, but I stopped going to school. I was just sitting alone in the house. The lady said it was because she didn't have money. So she left me in the house to do chores, washing clothes, fetching water, lots of different work. That was when I decided to leave. I was sleeping on the streets for 2 days, and then I met that lady they call Mama Ye. She asked me my name. She invited me to live with her and the other girls. At the start, I was afraid, but I was staying there, and I saw the girls coming home with money. They were showing off. That made me follow them. I went to the streets to find money at night, and that's how it all started.
Aminata says that her first customer was rough, and she cried a lot. He paid her 30,000 leones, which is just €3.20. Sometimes clients would pay as little as 5,000 leones, or 53 cent, for Aminata to spend 30 minutes with them. They rarely use condoms.
Then they can pay back 50,000.
Sometimes they can pay as much as 50,000 leones, but when they pay that much, you have to spend the whole night with them. If you want them to pay you that much, they squeeze you like a towel. They make sure the towel is dry before they leave you.
Don Bosco found Aminata through contacting a bar where her and many of the girls she lives with were working as prostitutes. She's now 15. Another of the girls, Jenny, also not her real name, is still active on the streets. She stayed for a while in a shelter that Don Bosco offered to the girls they meet, but ran away to get back to the streets and earn money. She's one of the 13 out of 100 girls who has returned to the streets after Don Bosco's intervention. She's 17 and has worked as a prostitute since she was 15.
I don't feel okay because something me wish. Because me daddy will be there too.
I never felt okay about it because I didn't ever want to do this. So I don't feel good. I started it because I was staying with my father and my stepmother didn't like me. When my father went to work, she used to lock me in the house until he came back and opened the door for me. They were not paying my school fees, and that's what made me go on the streets. My father was not giving me much food either.
She says that she receives more money for sex without a condom.
Where you go, they ask you if men use condom or men not use condom.
When you go on the street, they ask you if they should use a condom or not. If they use a condom, the money is small. If they don't use a condom, it's better. It's about 80,000 or €8.50 for no condom and 50,000 or €5.31 with condom.
Jenny is bright and quick to laugh. She has short hair and sparky eyes. Like her friend Aminata, above all, she wants to go back to school.
I want to go to school. I even want to sit private to us.
I want to go to school. I want to sit the end of school exams. I want to find work. I'd like to become an accountant. I wish I could go to England.
Once the evening session is over, the girls jump back on the bus and head to the various locations where they were picked up. Some of them will go out to work on the streets until the early morning. Others, like Aminata, will bed down for the night on the floor of a room that they share with dozens of young girls also working in prostitution. Don Bosco planned to send both Jenny and Aminata back to school and reunite them with trustworthy relatives. Jenny will face bigger challenges as she has already been living with her mother on the outskirts of Freetown, and the people in her community know that she's a prostitute. Even once she's stopped the work, the stigma will linger. Both the girls have been treated for diseases that they picked up through their work, namely gonorrhea and hepatitis. If the organisation can provide enough support to keep Jenny off the streets for good and get them both back into school as quickly as possible, then it looks like the girls could be heading towards a much rosier future. This is Olivia Ackland for DW.